9:23, you are listening to Radio Islam International, and time now for the Basic Fit program with Mufti Zubair Bayat of Darul Ihsan. Mufti Sab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana, and assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
We trust that you are well this morning, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Maulana, and yourself.
Alhamdulillah. With this up this morning, we've chosen a very important discussion pertaining to the month of Safar. As we know, la safara wa la tayara wa la hama fil Islam. And inshallah, we are going to center our discussions around the month of Safar today, inshallah.
Yes, Maulana, definitely, inshallah. regarding the month of Safar, as you had quoted the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually there's four things that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negated in that one hadith when he said la adwa wa la tiyarata wa la hamata wa la safar. And then to continue the hadith, he also mentioned wa yu'jibuni al-fal. They asked wa al-fal, he said kalimatun tayyibah. So basically, this idea that the month of Safar is a bad luck month, or it is a bad month, this has got no basis in Islam. This was an ideology, or this was a thought in the days of Jahiliyyah, where they used to regard bad luck in certain days or months or times of the year. But in Islam, there's no such a thing as bad luck days or bad days. Safar is just a month like every other month in the calendar, and therefore the ideas of Jahiliyyah are all baseless and unfounded. For example, in Jahiliyyah they believed that if there is a Safar is actually the name of a snake that lives in a person's stomach that causes illness to a person.
Indeed.
This is the belief they held. Then they also believe that marriage is ill-fated if it takes place in the month of Safar, so they never used to marry in the month of Safar. They also believe that no business should be conducted in Safar. They believe that the first 13 days of Safar are actually bad luck days.
Wow.
So this was the kind of ideology that prevailed, superstitions we would say, that prevailed in the days of Jahiliyyah. And as we know that Jahiliyyah comes from the word jahala, jahal, which means ignorance. So these things are all steeped in ignorance. The Arabs in those days, unfortunately, in the days of Jahiliyyah, they had many, many superstitions. Of course, Deenul Islam came and rid them of all those superstitions. But what we are finding, Maulana, is today, unfortunately, some of those superstitions are coming back. And in the Muslim community, Muslims are actually believing some of these superstitions that are based on these original ideas of Jahiliyyah. So we find that even today there are people who believe there's bad luck in the month of Safar. Maybe they don't believe all the things that that were believed in the days of Jahiliyyah, but they believe in certain, they believe that there's some bad luck in Safar. Now to prove that, I received one WhatsApp message recently, in which that person mentioned, I don't have it with me because this came a good few days ago, so I wouldn't exactly know. But the wording more or less was this, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a month of, you know, with a lot of bad luck has arrived. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So you should give a lot of sadaqah and charity to ward off the evil and so on. Now outwardly it will appear that to give sadaqah and charity and so on is a very good thing, so a good act is being encouraged. But the introduction that Safar is a month in which there will be a lot of disasters and calamities, this is that same beliefs of Jahiliyyah, the very belief that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam negated when he said La Safar. La Safar means that, not that there's no month of Safar, it means that there's no there's no superstitions that should be attached to Safar, and there's no bad luck in Safar. So I responded to the person and I said, look, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not attribute things to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which he did not say. Clearly Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negated any kind of bad luck from the month of Safar. So do not send out these baseless things, because you will be questioned regarding this on the day of Qiyamah. I'm not sure if you recall, Molna, we did this program on Radio Islam, on this very slot, on social media, and how to use it responsibly. And one of the reckless uses of social media is not to verify things, not to authenticate things, and just to pass it off as if it is fact and reality.
Gee.
This is one huge problem, not only among the Muslim community, where they take things and attribute it to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they start circulating these chain messages and so on. But even yesterday I read something that was even more astounding. They say that a lot of the media outlets are taking their information as if it is verified from social media. They're reporting now items. They said up to 1/3 of the things that are reported on the news are coming directly from social media. What people post to them, and they then report this as if it is news. There's no reporter on the ground now that is verifying the information, but it's just taken at source from social media. So we can imagine now how much of lies there must be also that is filtering through in the news or in our media reports, which could be exaggerated to, you know. I'm thinking of one particular incident that happened with one of our pious elders.
Mm.
This is relating to the news, maybe slightly drifting away. One person was reading the newspaper in front of one great alim.
Mm.
So he asked him, "What are you wasting your time reading this paper?" He said, "Hazrat, I am looking for truth between all the lies." So the reality is, this is what it has become. I'm not sure how much of truth there is left anymore. By their own confession, they are saying that a lot of the news they're taking is from the social media outlet itself.
Mm.
And we know that social media is something that you cannot trust. There's nobody knows who's saying what there, where it's coming from, what's the authenticity. So therefore, I want to use this opportunity once more to warn all our listeners not to take anything from social media as if that is deen. Ask the people directly, go to the ulama, ask them, and don't forward things just because it sounds nice or it looks nice. Be careful about forwarding things, be careful about practicing on things until you have not authenticated it.
Hmm.
Right, so now we go back to the discussion on Safar. So this is the ignorance that prevailed in the days of Jahiliyyah. There were a lot of superstitions, and today, unfortunately, some of it we can see has resurfaced. So we need to educate our community about the subject of superstitions, especially the superstition relating to the month of Safar. We should get it out of our minds completely that there is absolutely no bad luck or nothing wrong in the month of Safar. One should do everything that one does in any other month. There's no need to hold back with anything because it is the month of Safar. This is a belief of Jahiliyyah, which is totally rejected by Islam. Islam has come to reform all those thoughts. So coming back to the narration, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that La adwa, wa la tiyarata, wa la hamata, wa la safar, which means that there is no such a thing as contagious diseases. Contagious diseases, which or even people say there's certain thing that's hereditary, that you know you inherited a certain disease, or it was passed over to you. So what it means is that diseases are all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now whichever means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to spread that disease, it may come to you from your genes, of your parents, it may come to you, it may be spread widely like an epidemic. It's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Disease by itself has got no power. There's absolutely no power in disease to harm or do anything to a person. The idea is to negate that there is any power in anything other than Allah Rabbul Izzat. Similarly, la tuyarata, there is no bad omens in Islam. Tuyara is to take a bad omen. Bad omen, you see something and you start becoming anxious and paranoid. For example, you see a black cat when you're traveling.
Yeah.
You say, oh, you know, oh, this is bad luck. This bad, this black cat. But the, when you see, when you're eating the black cat peanut butter, then there's no problem. Just on a lighter note, Ma. But when you see a black cat on the road, people become, you know, nervous. They say, oh, looks like there's some, this is a bad sign. Maybe we should go back home and not travel today. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Who knows, there may be millions of stray black cats running around all over the world. Every time we see a black cat, we're going to behave like this. So this is what Islam has negated, that there is no bad omens in Islam. And similarly, we find people, they might see, okay, the other thing, they, people have a lot of fear of is owls. And they see an owl, then they feel that, oh, this is some kind of bad luck. But there is no, there's no bad luck in an owl, there's no bad luck in a fowl, there's no bad luck in a cat. These things, there's no such a thing. And also Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, safara, and there is no bad luck in safar. We are not allowed to have these superstitions. Islam has come to remove superstitions altogether. All these things are based on superstitions. So therefore, even hearing the cat crying, or making its crying noises, or people have superstition regarding birds flying in a certain direction. If it flies to the right-hand side, it means there's good luck. If it flies towards the left-hand side, it's bad luck. There are those people who believe in bad luck in the number 13. Now, all these things are absolutely baseless. They have got no basis in Islam at all. To take this kind of bad omen and to believe that it is... it's true. In fact, it has been called by Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at-tiyaratu shirkun. It's a form of shirk to believe in these bad omens and in these superstitions. The result of superstitions is it creates unnecessary anxiety in a person. It creates fear in a person. It creates worries in a person. It makes a person cowardly. It creates negativity, pessimism and hopelessness in a person. That person's life becomes miserable and unhappy. It makes our iman weak. It leads a person towards shirk. A life becomes miserable and unhappy for such a person because they lose their faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that results in loss in both worlds. And then a person finds a convenient scapegoat. That any problem you have in life, must be that bad luck there. Must be that thing. Must be that owl that flew past. La hawla. You made a mess up. You were not driving safely. You were driving recklessly. Now, why blame the accident on a poor owl? What has the owl to do with the accident or anything that happened? Or a black cat? So, these are... The Deenul Islam has really come to take away these superstitious beliefs. And a superstition is like a rumor. It has got no basis, but it just carries on circulating and circulating from generation to generation. So, Islam has come to reform and rectify all these things. In Islam, there is no such a thing as bad luck. Because this deen is based on knowledge, it is based on courage, it is based on conviction, it is based on trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is based on foundations of strong tawheed, belief in the might and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So it is based on hope and positivity. And these superstitions are actually the direct opposite of that. So we find that when it comes to taking a good omen now, here we find Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has actually encouraged taking good omens. In the same narration, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, وَيُعْجِبُونِ الْفَال. And they said, وَمَا الْفَالُ? He said, كَلِمَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, but I like to take a good omen. In other words, thinking positive. Being hopeful, being optimistic, this is what Islam has encouraged. So this is the opposite of superstition, to take a good omen, to take a good sign. For example, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met a person by the name of Aslam from the tribe of Bureida, or Aflah from the tribe of Bureida. I think most probably his name was Aflah or Aslam. But nevertheless, whatever his name was, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a good meaning. He said, oh, Aflah means success. So we are successful. And Bureida means from the word Bard, which means cool and calm and, you know, cold, which means the matter is not, the matter is calm, there's no issue, it's a cool issue, it's not a hot issue, problematic issue. So look at Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took positive meanings from whatever he saw, he liked to take a positive meaning out of it. So this is the outlook of Islam. Be positive, be optimistic, don't be negative, don't be pessimistic. There are countless instances where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw something or he heard something and he took a good meaning out of it. So many people, when they came to meet Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person came to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the name of Sahal or Suhail. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh, now the matter will become very easy, because the word Sahal in Arabic means ease, something being easy. So in this way, we are taught to take good meanings of things. There's no harm in taking a good meaning for yourself, even though it may have no basis by itself, but the fact that you're taking a positive sign out of something or a positive meaning out of something, this is something that has been encouraged in Islam. So, coming back to this discussion, Maulana, you know, we have to ignore all these wasawis, we have to ignore all these whispers that come up. We should not fear when we want to take a decision with regard to anything. We should go ahead and do it. Islam has given us something much more superior, and that is istikhara and mashwara. If you want to do something, make istikhara. You want to be double sure, make mashwara with someone, and then go ahead and take the decision. Don't base your decision on these baseless things. Make istikhara. Allah Rabbul Izzat will guide you. He will put the right decision in your heart. Make mashwara. The people will, with knowledge and wisdom, will guide you on the right track, and then go ahead and do what you have to do. After that, whatever happens is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has nothing to do with bad luck or bad days or with some bad omens. Those things have no bearing whatsoever on whatever we decide to do. So we have, alhamdulillah, clear path ahead of us. We must carry on with our decisions, do what we have to do, ignore all the waswasas, and recite masnoon du'as and so on, the du'as for protection, etc. Inshallah, no harm will befall a person. Just in conclusion, I want to mention this one du'a that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a person, because he came from a very, deep background of jahiliyyah, steeped completely in superstition. So it takes long sometimes for these things to come out of the bloodstream. So he came to mention to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that every time I try to overcome these things, these thoughts come to me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him a dua, and he said, Allahumma la ya'ti bil hasanat illa anta, wa la yadfa'u sayyi'at illa anta, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It's a nice short dua, but this is to ward off all kinds of superstitions. When any superstitious belief or thought comes in front of us, we should read this dua. This is the antidote, or this is the remedy, or the cure for superstitious thoughts that come into the mind. Allahumma la ya'ti bil hasanat illa anta, wa la yadfa'u sayyi'at illa anta, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah Rabbul Izzat grant us tawfiq.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah khairan for your time. We do understand that you have to leave for a janazah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. And we hope to speak to you next week, inshallah.
Inshallah, Tala Maulana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's now 17 minutes to the hour of 10. You are listening to Radio Islam International. It is the basic fiqh program. Unfortunately, Mufti Saab has to leave us a bit earlier this morning as he is making his way to a janaza in Durban. So we will continue after this commercial break. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International. Yes, you are listening to the basic fiqh program on Radio Islam International, and we had a very enlightening discussion this morning with Mufti Zubair Saab on the aspect of safar. And what I want to mention is that wherever there's ignorance in the community, that's where bid'ah takes root, and bid'ah is found at a very large scale. And so the antidote to that is knowledge and information. Whichever practice you are involved in, if you are in doubt, then check it out or do some research and ask yourself, what I'm doing, what I'm practicing, is it actually in line with what the Sharia wants and what Islam requires from me? The reason why I say this is that many people, without questioning those practices, are practicing them for many years. Why are you doing so? I don't know, my uncle used to do it, my mother and father used to do it, it's a family tradition, we're just doing it. And so it continues and continues in every aspect of our life. When it comes to marriage also, up to this day, if you go to some of our communities, some of the rituals and practices and cultures that we are on is totally wrong, totally incorrect. For example, you would see that the dowry issue, let's say in the subcontinent, in India, Pakistan, that side, if a person has a daughter, he's doomed, because he has to pay dowry for the son. This is a custom, this is a practice. Now, if a person has to understand this in Islamic terms and in the light of Sunnah, he would naturally reach the conclusion that this is wrong. This is wrong. It's not what Islam wants from us. So many things are un-Islamic, but we are continuing to practice with that just based on our ignorance. It's important for us to clarify matters. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance on a regular basis. Allahumma hadina sirat al-mustaqim. This is the dua we should be making every day. Similarly, with the aspect of the grave, there's many practices that are wrong there. I don't want to go into the details of it, but you know and I know what we are referring to. If you are in doubt again there, check it out. If what I'm doing is associated with shirk, then I should distance myself. I mean, we should be asking ourselves these kind of questions. Certain practices that are associated with the grave, and then also with the passing away of people, the certain practices that we do. I was discussing this in the class 2 weeks ago, under the chapter of janaza, and I was explaining to the children, before I could explain the Islamic verdict and the Islamic side of things, I first wanted to gauge from them what they know about the subject matter. And so I asked them, when a person passes away, how many days do you mourn, what's the procedure, etc., etc. So I got their side of the story. And then I told him, what if I showed you the right version? He's like, huh? Marana, are you serious? Is this the right thing? Like, you're right, Marana. Are you right? Are you serious? I was like, here's the book. I said, it's written in the book also. And if you're doubting the source, I said, go do your own research and come back and tell me. And that's because they were so firmly rooted in their practices that they found it difficult to swallow and digest what they had to hear on that day. So this month of Safar, coming back to the discussion which Mufti Zubair highlighted earlier on, is that it's not a month of bad omen. It is not a month of superstition. It is not a month of taking wrong messages from this month. There were people who never used to get married in this month. There were people who never used to travel, for instance. There were people who used to do weird things in this month. So this all took root because of ignorance. And I keep emphasizing on this point that knowledge is the antidote to ignorance. إِنَّمَا سُوَاءُ الْعَيِّ إِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعَيِّ السُؤَالِ. The cure to ignorance is to question and crisscross the information. Don't just blindfold, blindly follow anything that comes your way. And remember, there are many people that use religion as a commercial property for themselves. So, يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Allah speaks of them in the Quran, that there are those people who have commercialized the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have used deen as a money-making scheme, who have come in the garb and in the disguise of Sufis, in the disguise of scholars, in the disguise of leaders, and they have misled people in the ummah. That is why it's important for us to educate ourselves, equip ourselves with regards to all this. And we should be thankful in the same breath with regards to the channels that we enjoy in our country, like Radio Islam International. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve this institute and also make us benefit from it wherever we are in our lives, inshaAllah. For you are getting access to authentic knowledge without any strain, without going out of the comforts of your home. Within the luxuries of your home, you are being educated. So make dua for those people, inshallah. It's 5 to 10. We are going to terminate the program here. And inshallah, pick up next week with Mufti Zubair Bayat on the same discussion. So remember, in essence, there's no bad luck in this month. And also, there's no bad omens in this month. And there's no such thing as sickness carries ill effects with it in its own nature. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that makes things happen. 5 to 10, I beg your pardon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.